Sounds of mourning echo throughout the holy city of Karbala as Shiites commemorate Ashura. Iraqi police took no chances as they stepped up patrols in the city 80 kilometers south of Baghdad. Ashura marks the anniversary of the death of Imam Hussein, the grandson of Islam's prophet Muhammad. It is the holiest day in the calendar for Shiites, who make up 60% of Iraq's population. In nearby Najaf province, Iraqi forces battled with members of a religious cult called Soldiers of Heaven. Iraqi officials say the Muslim fringe group planned to kill Shiite clerics during Ashura. They say their troops killed at least 200 militants, including the cult's leader, and detained more than 100 others. The cultist's plot was aimed at Shiites, but a senior official in Najaf says those involved in the lengthy battle included both Sunni and Shiite insurgents, as well as fighters from Egypt, Lebanon, and Sudan. U.S. airstrikes supported Iraqi troops during Sunday's battle. Two American soldiers died when their attack helicopter crashed during the fight. There is no word on why the aircraft went down. President Bush welcomed the Iraqis' battlefield success. He also repeated previous warnings that the United States would respond firmly to any sign of increased Iranian military activity in Iraq. In Washington, the U.S. Senate is preparing to vote this week on a resolution voicing disapproval of Mr. Bush's plans to send more troops to Iraq. Democratic Senator Joseph Biden is among the sponsors of the non-binding resolution.
I will make you a bet. You will not find 20% of the Senate standing up and saying the president is headed in the right direction.
Some Republicans are voicing their support for the president's troop surge plan, which would send an additional 21,500 soldiers to Iraq.
The idea that Congress is going to sit back and talk about cutting off reinforcements, that deserves the mission, and I think it deserves the soldiers that are over there.
President Bush says additional troops will go to Iraq no matter how the Senate votes on the resolution. Sean Maroney, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。